Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, a supervisor on the floor. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to let you talk to you because I had called last month to let them know that I didn't want these products because I had not realized it was a subscription. So I received another charge onto my account. So I just talked to the other lady, and she said that it's already been shipped, so they can't credit my account. And I said, I can't send it back. And she said, no, you can't take things back. I said, so there's no return policy, like if I don't like the product, there's no guarantee. She said, no. So she said there was nothing noted about them canceling my subscription when I called back in February. And I have a problem with that because I called and and now I'm getting charged again for products that I don't want.
Okay, so I can pull up your account and see what's going on. May I have your first and last name?
Angela Smalley, Smalley.
Okay, thank you. And could you verify the shipping address?
6852 Fredericksburg, Savannah, Ohio.
All right, thank you. Let's see here. Okay, so for the Conalique skin cream and the eye serum?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you did call, did you get a cancellation number? Or do you have a cancellation number?
I don't have a cancellation number, so no, I didn't. I didn't write anything down. I usually don't feel like people do their job, so... I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No. Okay. All right. So let's. Okay, so since they show that it was delivered, we can do a refund of $42.95 for one and $47.45 for the other.
So it said it delivered? Because I haven't received anything.
No, I'm sorry, shipped out.
Oh, okay, so it's been shipped. So you'll basically credit it half the price?
Yes.
Now, do I need to send it back? How do I...
No, they won't accept it, so you don't have to send it back.
Okay. I guess that's better than nothing. I'm just not happy that there's no return policy when clearly if, you know, some people could have skin allergies. So, you know, there should be some sort of money-back guarantee return policy on these things. You know, I guess I'm not understanding that.
Well, there is, but not when it's done through the trial period. Because that trial period, it gives you that time frame to say, hey, I have an allergy, I don't want it, things like that. And I'll go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you. And you'll receive it. You'll get a confirmation email that it has been canceled and refunded.
Okay, so I won't get any more charges and I won't get any more products.
Correct.
Okay, I guess that's good enough. I'm not happy about it because I, again, just because you guys don't have it in your system doesn't mean I didn't do it. So I'm just frustrated that it's clearly not a customer service company.
All right, and did you want to write down your confirmation number?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, the number is 137.
Okay.
0620.
Okay. Thank you. And you can also note that the girl that I talked to was not very nice. She kept telling me it was because of COVID that you couldn't take it back. And she kept telling me that I could talk to a supervisor, but they weren't going to do anything different. And I think that's horrible customer service. you should never argue with a customer for asking to talk to a supervisor, ever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can. Okay. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah, she was very short and curt, and she was rude. So, and she basically accused me of lying that I didn't call. And that's horrible customer service. And I will write a review about that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, thank you for letting me know that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.